This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. While the White House is demanding Congress raise the debt ceiling so more money can be printed, the repercussions to the U.S. economy and the American people could be astronomical.
At risk? Recession? A stock market crash? A downgrade of the nation's credit score? For now, the White House says it won't budge.
Congress must deal with the debt limit and must do so without conditions.
That's Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre yesterday, but House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says something's got to give.
I don't see why you would continue the past behavior.
Many Republicans, including the 20 holdouts who eventually voted for McCarthy for Speaker, conditioned their support on significant cuts unlikely to be supported by Democrats in the Senate or the White House. In Washington, I'm Jared Rizzi.
The Transportation Security Administration, or TSA, is reporting they confiscated a record number of firearms brought by passengers to airport security checkpoints in 2022. The TSA says they took 6,542 firearms last year, and well over a majority of them were loaded. That's nearly a 10% increase from 2021. It should be noted the TSA confiscated a portable anti-tank rifle from a passenger's luggage at the San Antonio, Texas International Airport on Monday. Abbas Galiamov, a political analyst who once worked as a speechwriter for Russian President Vladimir Putin, announced on YouTube the Russian leader will retire this year. United States Air Force retired Brigadier General Blaine Holt on Newsmax explains why it's important for Putin to choose his successor.
And you had better pick someone who you think will protect your interests and allow you to live a retirement life. Otherwise, you could find yourself retiring in a much more meaningful way.
For more information, visit us at usamediagroup.com. This is USA News.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
America's economy continues to sputter. The producer price index for December was released Wednesday morning. It declined 0.5% for the month compared to the Dow Jones estimate of a 0.1% decrease. A drop in energy prices helped bring the headline inflation reading down slightly for the month. The PPI's final demand energy index is at nearly 8%. Retail sales fell 1.1% in December, slightly more than the 1% forecast. How much water fell in California's 11 storms over the last few weeks? Enough water to cover the entire state and 15 inches of water. Key roadways remain closed and officials estimated thousands of homes were damaged. California officials are reporting the damages spread across 41 of California's 58 counties. Former President Trump had a message for Florida Governor DeSantis.
Former President Trump is warning Florida Governor Ron DeSantis that it would be a bad idea if he ran for president. Trump called into the conservative podcast, The Water Cooler.
So, you know, now I hear he might want to run against me, so we'll handle that the way I handle things.
During the call, Trump also took credit for DeSantis being Florida's governor.
I got him elected, pure and simple. He would have never, if I said I wasn't going to endorse you, And I was, you know, there was no reason to go wild about endorsing him.
Several polls have shown DeSantis beating Trump in a hypothetical matchup. I'm John Schaefer.
I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, we're coming to you live from Las Vegas, Nevada at the SHOT Show 2023. This is the fifth largest trade show in fabulous Las Vegas. Over a half marathon of aisles of merchandise that has everything to do with the outdoor, you know, and shooting and hunting and fishing. It's just an incredible exhibition, and I'll tell you, it's a lot of fun to be here and watch it all. It's all, for manufacturers and people in the business. People actually know what they're doing, and of course, gun safety, all that good stuff. So we're having a good time, and we'll be keeping you up to date as to what's going on. Right now, 6 minutes after the top of the hour, and we got Darren Beatty joining us. Darren is the founder of Revolver News, former speechwriter for Donald Trump. He says Speaker McCarthy should hand over the uncut January 6th footage immediately. I agree. Darren, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Great to be here. Thank you.
Hey, well, it's about time. I mean, we've wondered from day one, with all this faux January 6th committing hearing, they really weren't honest and or earnest about getting the whole truth and nothing but. And it galls me, Darren, I don't know about you, but I'm sick and tired of, having politicians tell me the same old worn-out rhetoric that we're doing all this and spending all the people's money to get to the bottom of everything so this will never happen again.
Yeah, I mean, that's clearly why they're not why they were posturing is, investigating January 6th. The reason they were investigating January 6th is they wanted, two things. Number one, and most immediately, they wanted to use January 6th as a kind of extended impeachment against Trump in order to cripple whatever future prospects he would have politically. But number two, they're using this false narrative of January 6th in order to paint half of the country plus who are Trump sympathetic, Trump supporters, who just don't like the direction the country's gone in. They're trying to use the narrative of January 6th to paint all of us as de facto domestic terrorists. And exactly. That's why, despite the fact that I think most people would rather get on with their lives, most people would rather focus on the fact that the economy is going to hell, focus on the fact that Biden's destroying the country with a flood of immigration and things like this. But we have to focus on January 6th because it really is part of this dangerous trend of weaponizing the national security apparatus domestically against the American people. And like I said, based on a false narrative, my news organization, Revolver.News, myself, I've got so much hate from the regime media because I dared to lay out a very coherent, a very comprehensive case indicating that it, in fact, wasn't an insurrection. It was a fedsurrection, meaning that had it not been for the involvement of certain key critical actors who are likely connected with the government, that rally would never have turned into a riot. And we made this case over a series of bombshell pieces that have shaped the national conversation. And the media went absolutely nuts over this. And they went nuts for a reason.
Darren, let me ask you. You know, it's one thing to see. I mean, it's kind of, you know, I'm considering what some of these filmmakers had done with, when they had documented 9/11. And they understand how to form opinion based on perception. You know, this outpouring of emotion that happened on January the 6th, how many? I mean, you're talking over a million people were there. In and around the Capitol at that time. Considering over a million people, how big of a problem was this? Or was the video in that was being presented by Nancy Pelosi and those that were, you know, controlling the narrative here, was it manufactured? Was it highlighted in such a way to make it look worse than what it actually was?
Well, I mean, clearly it was selectively edited in order to portray those events in a false light, but it was selectively edited in another sense that, you know, these bombshell pieces I mentioned at Revolver.News, one of them, maybe the most famous one, it's a two-part series on this individual called Ray Epps. I don't know if you
Yes, exactly. Oh, very familiar with Ray Epps, yes.
But okay, so... The second part of our Epps, and I encourage everyone, you can go to Revolver.News now. We have the sidebars on our January 6th series, and you can find Meet Ray Epps Part 1 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
We have the most extensive video documentation of this. There's video of Epps, but what's also interesting is there's video of other individuals mm-hmm. who are there at the Capitol, on the Capitol grounds, before Trump even began speaking. Remember, Trump wasn't speaking at the Capitol.
Exactly.
People weren't even thinking about the Capitol. But there are critical actors who were there at the Capitol before Trump even spoke. And what were they doing? They were cutting the fences. Mm-hmm. They were removing the barriers such that after Trump's speech, when everyone was headed over the Capitol, partly because Ray Epps was there telling everyone in the morning, go to the Capitol, go to the Capitol.
Well, he was That's even saying that, he, Darren, he was saying that the day before. On January 5th, there was footage. Yes, exactly.
The night before.
Right.
This is the only individual caught on camera as early as the evening of the 5th telling people to go in the Capitol. But the point is, this wasn't just some random drunk guy with a weird idea and you hear nothing more from him. Mm. He was there the morning of the 6th. He was a veritable Where's Waldo. He was
yes.
telling people repeatedly, go to the Capitol after Trump's speech. Go to the Capitol. That's where our problems are. And guess what? Once they did go to the Capitol, because of these other people who cut the fencing, they didn't even know that they were trespassing.
Right.
They didn't even know that they were violating the law because they didn't see the barriers because these other people cut it. And then you have a couple people who are critical people, one who's not even been identified. I'd say it's one of the biggest mysteries of January 6th. This guy, unlike Epps, hasn't even been identified.
Mm-hmm.
We call him Scaffold Commander. And
yeah.
he immediately positions himself on this scaffolding that was there for Biden's inauguration. And he's got a bullhorn, and he's telling people, move forward, move forward, move forward. We need your help. Move forward. And so think you've just heard Trump's speech. You've gone over the Capitol. You're now trespassing because you didn't know there were barriers. And you hear this loud, booming, persistent, authoritative voice from the skies telling you to move forward, move forward, move forward. We need your help. Was there a medical emergency? You don't know.
Right.
They need you to move around so, you know, the ambulance or a paramedic can get to someone. You don't know. You move, and if you don't move, the people in front of you move, and that makes you move. That's the nature of a crowd. And all
exactly.
of a sudden, you're moving closer and closer to the Capitol, and then all of a sudden, the Capitol's breached, and then, it becomes a riot because the Capitol police are, like, throwing flash bombs at people.
Yeah.
So the point is that not you know, everybody there, there are a lot of people there. Not everyone was upset. My point is, there were a handful of critical people who played a decisive role.
Darren, we got to leave it there. Let's pick it up on the other side. We've got more from Darren Beatty after this.
Days of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. There are bearded men all over the world, but there's a distinction between many of those bearded men and the ones participating in the Tide Ministry's Year Beard Challenge. That distinction is in the heart. Christian men putting down their razors and growing a noteworthy beard is an excellent way to start a conversation, opening the door to share about your own faith in Christ as well as what the Tide Ministry is doing around the world. Our goal is to see many more hearts changed through an encounter with Jesus, and the sponsorship raised by the Tide Yearbeard Men makes it possible for more people to have their hearts transformed as they hear about Jesus in their own language. To learn how you or someone you know can use their beard to make an eternal impact by helping to share the good news of Christ with people in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
With you 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Darren Beatty continues with us. We're talking about his book, The January 6th Report, the report of the Select Committee to investigate the January 6th attack on the United States Capitol. And how can they get their hands on your book, Darren?
Go to Skyhorse. So there are a lot of different versions of this, of the report. The Skyhorse version that I've done is the only one that offers the version of events that you won't hear on CNN or basically anywhere else you tune on the TV. So the version, if you want to learn the uncomfortable truth about the federal involvement and more, it's the Skyhorse version of the January 6th committee report. You can get it on Amazon or at Skyhorse. And if you want the full story, plus the pipe bomb story, the Ray Epps story, the whole thing, revolver.news. We've been at the forefront of this. We've got information you wouldn't believe, and that's revolver.news, the January 6th series. And we recently ran a piece on this church-style committee that the House is promising and sort of guidelines for how to approach that successfully.
Well, 14,000 hours of video is still yet to be released here. Kevin McCarthy says that is going to be the case. With all the pressure from the lever pullers and, as you say, the federal government, who is up to their earlobes in the manipulation of this, and why should we be surprised? I mean, what we're seeing is the epitome of the federal government involved in every aspect of the governance, this deep state. I mean, Darren, what this all boils down to is that they essentially effected a coup.
Yes. Yes. I mean, and this is one component of the coup.
Mm-hmm.
The broader coup is that the national security establishment has arrogated to itself almost total authority within our system of government, which is why I say that bringing the national security state to heel is, you know, it needs to be the number one priority, because until that's done, politics will be fake and performative.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even if the person that you vote for goes into office and the votes aren't stolen, even if the votes aren't stolen, they'll be stolen in a more profound way. Meaning, when your guy goes into office, he or she won't be able to do what they went in there to do. Because the national security bureaucracies will do everything they can to stop them. And that's the situation we're in. We've been in this situation for a long time. It's intensified with the rise of Trump and threat that Trump posed to the stakeholders in our corrupt and illegitimate regime. And it's something that needs to be addressed full on, head on, or we don't have a country anymore.
Exactly. Well, as you say, this has been a progressive process, Darren, and you know what happens. I mean, here, you know, people elect a candidate, send him to Washington, and right away in their orientation, they find out what the job one is. And job one is to get reelected, right? And so, you know, in order to get reelected, you have to go along to get along to get the money that you're going to need for your campaign. If you're a House representative 2 years down the road, very few people enter in, you know, right into the Senate. But even they know the game. I mean, that's the game you have to play. And so your constituency is sacrificed at the altar of re-election.
Yes, and of course many other things. That, you know, money is one of the many, many, many levers that the system, as it were, has at its disposal in order to keep people in line. And that's just the way it is. And that's why we need to approach the issue in a very intelligent fashion. You know, people are saying, I was one of the first to call for a church-style committee to investigate all these things, from, you know, Russiagate to what we've learned in the Twitter files, with the intel community's involvement in internet censorship and with the Fed's direction. And in the 1970s, though,
so
Frank Church had a lot of advantages that we don't have now, one of them being the media was more or less on his side.
Mm-hmm.
Now we have a total alignment whereby every single institution in the country is dominated by the woke ideology, and that tremendous asymmetry of power is something that makes accountability next to impossible.
Exactly.
But there still might be a chance here with this new committee. We just have to be very targeted and specific and realistic in what we ask for or demand using the subpoena power.
Yeah, the frustrating part of it, and I think even for everyday Americans that you alluded to earlier, Darren, is this is why people get frustrated with politics, that they can't trust it. It's non-accountable. And so all these things, because right now what we're realizing, whether you look at Twitter, what the Twitter reveal, the Twitter files have revealed to us, more and more of what we've been able to see in terms of the truth, because that's the nagging part. That frustrates the heck out of the wokistas, is the truth eventually comes to the forefront here, and it confirms everything that you and I have been talking about ever since day one on this thing. I mean, it was just commonsensical, and you just couldn't ignore your lying eyes that some would want you to believe. And so here we are, and as what you said is the foundation for all this wokeism. The foundation for this corruption is so well established that the three-letter agencies of our government are all compromised. And, I mean, there has got to be such a major house cleaning that, you know, and you hear from the Democrats all the time, oh, there's going to be such a constitutional crisis. It cracks me up because they're the ones that want to get rid of the Constitution to begin with. And then they claim there's going to be a constitutional crisis and an attack on our democracy when it's they that have been perpetrating the attack on this Democratic Republic.
No, that's absolutely the case. And, you know, it is a bleak situation. It's unfortunate because with precious few exceptions, the GOP apparatus, the opposition apparatus, as it were, isn't really set up to win. The situation is so asymmetrical that the GOP and the broader infrastructure that supports it is not set up to win. And so one consequence of that is that, you know, they're just set up to sell people kind of false hope and give them little opiates.
Yeah.
And so, you know, they're not able to deliver any wins, but hey, buy this Let's Go Brandon sticker and feel good about yourself.
Yeah, right, right.
You're actually defying the system because we're not set up to deliver you anything real, because we're not set up to play for high stakes. That's just the way it is. There needs to be a really ground level infrastructure overhaul so there's actually a system that's set up to take this on, which frankly we don't have at the moment.
Exactly. Darren, what does winning look like?
That's a great question. And there are many, many different answers I could give, but I'll just give what's at the tip of my tongue. Winning looks like people are just as afraid of getting fired for insulting and disparaging white heterosexual Christians as they are for saying anything that could offend somebody else. That's what it means to have symmetrical power. Mm-hmm. It can't be one thing where one side is always terrified, one side is always, you know, ready to lose their job and so forth, and the other side acts with impunity. So the day people start getting their lives destroyed and fired from their jobs for saying something that's anti-white, I'd say that's a pretty good sign that the country has changed fundamentally and for the better.
It seems that the country is aching for it, and it requires right now. We're in need of leadership that can cast that vision and be willing to put it all on the line for the sake of the American people. In my humble opinion, I think this is what's needed and called for. And generally, that happens when it becomes quite evident. So I think we might be knocking on heaven's door here just a bit. And guess what? We get to report on it, Darren, and encourage people to do that. So Darren Beatty has been our guest. His book will be linked on our website. Thank you for being with us. Appreciate
it. Schools and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing
losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA News Update. The United States in recent months transferred hundreds of thousands of artillery shells from its ammunition stockpiles in Israel to Ukraine. The ammunition is part of the U.S. weapons stockpile in warehouses on Israeli soil as part of an agreement between our two nations. Abbas Galiamov, a political analyst who once worked as a speechwriter for Russian President Vladimir Putin, announced on YouTube the Russian leader will retire this year. United States Air Force retired Brigadier General Blaine Holt on Newsmax explains why it's important for Putin to choose his successor.
You had better pick your successor, and you had better pick someone who you think will protect your interests and allow you to live a retirement life. Otherwise, you could find yourself retiring in a much more meaningful way.
NFL playoffs continue this weekend with two games on Saturday and two games on Sunday. Lance Pry, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
We're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. We're going to be talking about the best Christian movie of 2021 to stream exclusively on PureFlix. The title, The Most Reluctant Convert, and here to tell us more about it is Max McLean. Max, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, Bill.
Well, let's talk about this Most Reluctant Convert, C.S. Lewis. I love C.S. Lewis, and his history is such a human history that has been redeemed. I mean, you cannot help but come in contact with God and have your entire world turned upside down, can you?
Well, I appreciate that. Lewis was perhaps the most influential Christian writer of the 20th century, and yet he fought Christianity tooth and nail as a boy. He didn't want any part of it.
Max, and for you to play the role of C.S. Lewis, how did this come about?
You're talking about the film?
Yes.
The film started as a play, and I have a theater company in New York, and we produce theater from a Christian worldview meant to engage a diverse audience. And, mm-hmm. and if that's your mission, you know, you're going to spend time with C.S. Lewis.
Yes.
So we produced the Screwtape Letters, The Great Divorce, and other plays on other people as well. But Lewis really captured my imagination. I mean, you just, when you're attempting to go from a page to the stage, you really have to know it. You really have to dig. Mm-hmm. And what I found is you never got to the bottom of him. There was just so much there. He read everything from the Greeks to the moderns. He had a steel trap mind that could remember everything he read, and he could articulate it in magnificent prose and speech. And he did it all from a Christian perspective, and he's been so encouraging to so many people, and he has been to me.
Yeah, Max, I got to tell you, for me, whenever I read C.S. Lewis, I think I know what he said until the next morning when I wake up. And it's just an outpouring of refreshing new revelation that he brings to the conversation, brings to the worldview, doesn't he?
Well, that's one of the great things about translating his work from to the stage and then also to the screen, because what we do is we help clarify, we magnify his ideas so that they become a little bit clearer, that people get to know him at a little bit deeper level, because the work is handed to him on a little bit of a lower shell. I mean, obviously too, because you're dealing with the medium of film and the visuals. You have the vocal element, which you don't have when you're reading. I've been so thrilled. I mean, the film took off like a rocket when we opened. It was originally released in the fall of number 21, and the night it opened, it was number 2 movie in America. It sold better than Bond. The only film that did it was below Dune, but that was because we opened in like 500 theaters and they opened in 3,000. But our per screen average was so much higher. And that just tells you that there is this legion of people that want to know more about Clive Staples Lewis.
Yeah, and you've done this on stage. How many years have you invested in studying C.S. Lewis and playing him?
Well, I would suppose in terms of if you include the Screwtape letters, that was probably 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. So it's been the last 20 years. Uh-huh. The Most Reluctant Convert began as a stage play in 2016. It ran in New York for 15 weeks at national tour. And it was going great guns until the pandemic shut it down. But that's when we were already in the process of making it a film. And the thing about going from page to film, I mean, from stage to film, you know, it's a one person show and one set. With the film, you have 18 different locations in and around Oxford. You had, instead of one actor, you had 15 actors, 3 actors playing Lewis. One is a boy. One is a young man. One is the older man living in his memories, reliving his past. We have 190 costumes, 200 extras, actually the way around. I think it's 270 extras, 190, 270 costumes, 190 extras. Right. It was, so all of that is in the service of telling Lewis's story so that more people can have the kind of experience that you described.
Exactly. We're talking with Max McLean, who plays C.S. Lewis in The Most Reluctant Convert, The Untold Story of C.S. Lewis. The title and how this came about, why did you feel like this story, it just had to be told?
Well, when you talk about the most influential Christian writer or Christian thinker of the 20th century of the past 100 years, and then to realize that he came to it most reluctantly, you know, he did not want it to be true. He lost his mother to cancer when he was 8 years old. Mm-hmm. He had a terrible relationship with his father that he regretted till his death, till his father died. Never really reconciled with him. He was in the trenches during World War I, where he experienced the butchery of trench warfare and came to the conclusion, you know, after all these experiences, that either there's no God behind the universe, a God who's indifferent to good and evil, or worse, an evil God. And that was his starting point. And then with the help of friends like J.R. Tolkien and Owen Barfield and others, that began to break down.
What was it, the actual turning point? What flipped the switch on C.S. Lewis where he really said, okay, I'm sold out. I'm now a believer.
Yeah. Well, it didn't happen overnight. It was probably a 10-year period. And I think a lot of your listeners will recognize, I mean, some people have immediate sort of Damascus Road experiences and other people mm-hmm. have longer experiences. But the first one was someone, you know, asked him, if there's no God, then where do we come from? Are we just a product of physics and biochemistry? Atoms colliding in skulls with no intentionality, no purpose, no intelligence behind it. Because really, there's only two worldviews. There is the materialist worldview, which basically indicates that the universe is all that there is, and through a period of unbelievable chances, we came from absolute nothingness to being creatures like you and I who are conversing at this high level with this high technology right now. And all of that is a mere accident. And the things you're going to do tomorrow are a continuation of those accidents. Or there's something, Lewis began, there's something more like a mind than anything else we know, that is conscious, has purposes, prefers one thing to another. And this something created the universe partly for reasons we do not know and partly to make creatures like itself with minds that think. So he came to the conclusion that these are the two alternatives. And then when he, through his friends, I mean, it's a really long story and I do tell it in detail. Through a long period of he came to the conclusion that either that Jesus is the Son of God, and he came to the conclusion as a result of looking at what Jesus said about himself, and he said that if Jesus' statements are false, Christianity is of no importance. If true, it is of infinite importance. The one thing it cannot be is moderately important. And so that's where, you know, in terms of your question about what turned the light switch on, it would be a recognition of Jesus. It was, who is this Jesus?
Yeah, exactly. Wow, how powerful. Well, we're looking forward to seeing this. Congratulations to PureFlix, UMax, and the rest of the team that have brought this Best Christian Movie to stream exclusively on PureFlix. That is available now, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, it is.
Max McLean, thank you so much for being with us. I appreciate it. Godspeed. Take care.
Thank you very much.
Every day we invest in what matters to us, from coffee to a stick of gum to drive-thru. Netflix or iTunes, Amazon Prime, they bring us a sense of joy and value to our lives. It also matters that we have a country to save and the next generation to protect. Bill Martinez Live has been increasingly targeted for canceling by a culture that doesn't want to hear the truth. And advertisers who have traditionally supported this show have been compelled not to advertise. As a result, we're turning to you, our faithful audience. Would you partner with Bill Martinez Live this coming year? Your return on investment is unique, in-depth analysis of the cultural issues that matter most. Issues of faith, movies, entertainment, geared to expand your awareness and motivate you to go deeper into these important topics so you can own your knowledge and exercise your critical thinking in order to bring reason back to the public square. Your one-time gift of $100 underwrites a half hour of BML Live, a $200 gift, an hour. 24 hours of Bill Martinez Live would be a $2,400 gift. Perhaps you'll join with Bill every month and opt in with $100 per month. What's your best gift in helping Bill influence the next generation with logic, reason, and a love for our country? Every gift, your gift of any size, matters. Make your tax-free donation right now. BillMartinezShow.com and click the donate button. And thank you.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc. From the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
With you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez, we're coming to you live from Las Vegas, Nevada. We're here at SHOT Show 2023. This is just incredible, this spectacular event that takes place here. It's the fifth largest. I mean, and you know, Chris, we have lots of events. In fact, just a week before, you know, we talked to our good friend Andrea Smith. She was here for the Consumer Electronics Show. And then right on the heels of it, you have this next huge show, the SHOT Show, that's over, you imagine this, over a half marathon of aisles of all kinds of ideas for, you know, outdoor fun and shooting and fishing and all this good stuff. It is incredible. And we're talking just about an $8 billion a year industry. This is how huge this is. So it's great to be here and meeting some new friends and new contacts. In fact, we were expecting to be talking with the Georgia State Representative, Martin Montanian, from the 17th District, talking about the latest iteration of Operation Checkpoint. We made reference to this earlier this morning, that Operation Checkpoint, if you might recall, was something the Obama administration had effected. And it's now coming back with a vengeance under the Biden administration, but this time targeting gun owners. As you'll recall, the administration, the Biden, Obama administration, wanted to force an agenda. And so they started putting pressure on financial institutions on making sure that they slow walked or no walked any banking loans, anything like that that would help businesses. And so here they are when it comes to guns in Georgia. This is the kind of pressure that the Biden administration has been doing, and they're calling out the Biden administration for this kind of activity. See, this is winners, choosers, losers, this whole manipulation of government, you know, getting involved in interfering with the free market just to push this agenda. And this is what's happening. This is what progressives are doing, all in the, you know, supposedly the claim of, you know, a constitutional republic and, you know, freedom and the free market, this sort of thing. And this kind of stuff drives me nuts personally, because I'm a believer. I believe in the free markets. The free markets always rise to their level of excellence when, you know, government restrictions and overregulation are taken out of the way. They rise to their level of excellence. They even, you know, self-regulate as well. And not 100%. I know some people, oh, you know, it's not always. Look, I get that. We can be very skeptical and question some of this stuff. It's kind of like what's happening in California. I was born and raised in California. We got major problems in California, you know, is water. And they're saying, you know, with all the water that has come into California with the recent storms and that, could cover the entire state, you know, wall to wall with 15 foot of water. Okay? And here, they've been dealing with this for decades, right? You think they'd figure this out? No. They have no way of capturing this water. And then, you know, with the water shortage that's taking place, it's further exacerbated. With whatever water they get, they just send it out to the ocean in order to save what they you know, defined as an endangered species. You know, a couple of guppies, a little fish in schmelt and, you know, things like that. That after everything is all said and done, you know, which, you know, I find quite ironic, because they do all this stuff and in the interest of conservatism, and, you know, and they do an analysis, even though going into it they say, oh, we're going to do this analysis, you know, and make sure that everything works out, and then it just goes by the wayside. And, you know, meanwhile, here we are all these years later, and they're realizing that it's to no effect or very little effect whatsoever. Well, Martin has joined us right now, and I hope I didn't butcher up your name so badly. Montehan, right?
You got it.
Okay, good.
Thank you, Jeff.
Right, and Georgia State Representative from the 17th District, proudly serving his constituents. Martin, thank you so much for being here. And I was giving the audience a little bit of the background on this recent iteration of Operation Checkpoint. Tell our audience what's going on in Georgia.
That's right. So, you know, I guess it's been about 10 years now that Operation Checkpoint took place here. And what it was trying to do was it was utilizing the federal government to shut down firearms manufacturers and dealers. And it was the kind of the full force of the Obama administration. And it was a full frontal attack on the gun industry.
Right.
Manufacturers, dealers, ammunition manufacturers. And so once that was shut down and exposed, you know, they got exposed, it got shut down. Now we see woke banks kind of taking on a life of their own, trying to create their own woke, you know, Operation Choke Point.
Right.
We've even seen it in the great state of Georgia. We had a local dealer whose bank came in and said, hey, we're no longer going to do business with you. This is a major bank. I mean, this is not a this is not just a small one saying, well, you look, you know,
is this a national bank?
A national bank.
A national bank came in and said, we're not going to do business with you.
And when they asked, hey, why is that happening? They said, well, it's because you deal in firearms. And so we cannot have that kind of discrimination happen in this country to law-abiding citizens and business owners who are merely, utilizing their Second Amendment right. And raising their kids and putting food on the table.
Exactly.
It's crazy.
Well, Martin, what is the status, remind our audience, of Georgia's position on Second Amendment? Is it a concealed carry state?
Yeah, that's right. So we just passed constitutional carry last year. So that was Chairman Mandy Ballinger.
So now you're number 25, right?
I believe so. I think that's right. We're either number 24 or number 25. Mm-hmm. We passed it last year, signed by Governor Brian Kemp. And look, we've had a systematic run on taking care of our citizens when it comes to the Second Amendment, and whether that is economic development. You know, last year we were the number one state to do business for 9 years, $23 billion in investments. We just got the brand new Remington headquarters. Taurus is coming in. We've got Glock, H&K. We are the new Gun Valley, and so we're making. And look, when you walk into the main floor here, right?
Exactly.
What do you see when you first walk in? To your left, you see Glock. You turn left, and you see Georgia. You get to see all the manufacturers that are from Georgia that are here. Bergara. I mean, you know, these guys are at Lawrenceville.
Right.
It's such a great place to manufacture a weapon. And it takes that kind of teamwork, right?
Mm, right.
It takes that kind of emphasis to say, hey, not only are we going to take care of you on the economic side, but we're also going to take care of the financial side and the policy side.
Right.
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 And we are going to be a two-way state. Mm-hmm. And that's what we've kind of proudly proclaimed.
Right. And now you've got these progressive banking institutions that are following this Biden administration and reawakening what the Obama administration got slapped down for doing.
That's right. 100%. And they're doing these things very aggressively. I guess a lot of times we think about these kinds of things and we say, well, you know, they happen over here or maybe it's in pockets. This is happening to a number. We have a great retailer, Adventure Outdoors. And 2 years ago, as we were developing this idea, they came to me and said, Martin, they just debanked us. We don't have an opportunity. Governor's Gun Club in Powder Springs in Kennesaw, Georgia. You know, Kennesaw, Georgia, go back 30 years ago, was the city that required every homeowner to have a weapon, you know, in their home, right, to protect themselves and their families.
Yes, exactly.
It became the safest place in the United States when it came to violent crime because people knew people were there and going to defend themselves. And so, you know, this is a retailer who's in Kennesaw, Georgia that's selling firearms, and what happened to them? Got totally debanked.
Wow.
And so we've got to respond to that as lawmakers and legislators to say, hey, we're going to protect our industries, whether that is, the manufacturing, the retail. We're going to fix that with policy.
Yeah.
And so that's why we're here today.
Well, thank you for doing this. I mean, and we reported on, you know, the story in Kennesaw, and because we have been on top of this in terms of our Second Amendment rights and these gun-free zones and all these, these theoretical ideas that some of these knuckleheads have come up with, and they're killing people.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah. I mean, they're leaving citizens vulnerable. But, you know, Kennesaw is a perfect example of... a good person with a gun.
That's right.
You know, defeats a bad person with a gun just about every time.
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. And the thing is, again, about, as you know, Martin, is gun owners are so responsible. And this is the other thing, too, that we're, you know, continuing to educate our audience with this. You know, some people, you know, the Democrats and some on the left would want you to believe that these are just a bunch of cowboys that just got a gun, don't even know how to shoot straight. And, you know, to me, that's almost like the IRS putting guns in the hands of 82,000, 87,000 IRS agents, right?
That's
that
right.
That are mistrained. They got guns, they got bullets, and you're going to send them out.
Yeah, I think their training deadline on that was, what, 6 months?
Yeah.
To get them out the door, and they want to do 87,000 with weapons to enforce. I mean, it's 100%. What a crazy policy.
Well, exactly. It's totally irresponsible that any gun owner, responsible gun owner, would just sit there and go, you've got to be kidding me. And, this is a hot mess. But here in this particular case, again, thank you for bringing this to the light and, representing, you know, the 17th district there in Georgia. But we got to stay vigilant on because they're relentless. They're going to continue to push, these stupid, ill-founded policies that are going to put people in jeopardy.
That's right. And that's something that Democrats do and the liberal quote financial systems are doing is it's death by a thousand cuts.
Yes.
Bill, they're going to try to find any crack, any crevice, any way to defund and debank our great two-way manufacturers and distributors. We're not going to let it happen.
Well, here's the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the Georgia State Representative from the 17th District, Martin Montehan, has been our guest. Martin, all the best to you. Thank you so much.
Thank
Appreciate you,
Jim.
You for stopping by.
Yes, sir.
Okay, have a great SHOT Show.
Thank you.
All right.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
7 minutes.